Feihu, little mortals! This is Cassie Rilinicki, writer, creator and producer of Counterbalance. First of all, I really wanted to apologize for the radio silence on my part. The show's not dead, I just had a lot of things on my to-do list that I needed to take care of. Yeah, part of it is that I broke up last year and now I'm trying to reclaim my apartment as my own and getting rid of a lot of stuff without a car, while trying to work a full-time job and being a mom to 9 little bunnies. Well, 7 are mine and 2 are foster buns, but it's still a lot of work. And also trying to keep up with all the people that got used to me being a cover artist and having to create all the covers for everyone. Yeah, I already got like 5 commissions for January alone. Bye, life. Bye. Anyway, episode 5 is already in production. I'm almost done with the dialogue editing and then I just have to chuck it over to Sarah Buczynski for the sound designing and then it will be ready for upload. I'm not sure if I will be able to make it till the beginning of January, but probably closer to February is when it will be dropping. And that brings us over to the next thing. I really wanted to make Counterbalance a monthly show, but as things are right now, I just can't do that. But I think I will be able to get back to that schedule in the spring. But don't worry, I'm not going to let the show die. All the episodes are already written, and that's like more than 40 episodes. We've already recorded all of Aethor's parts up till like episode 20, 21, I think. And I'm working with Carolyn, who plays Lynn, on building up a back catalog as well. So most of the dialogue is just waiting there for me to assemble it. Yeah, now you might say I could hire someone else to cut the dialogue for me, but first of all, I cannot afford that. And second of all, there's things in the dialogue that I do that make it sound more natural, particularly placing voila. That's like the little sounds that people make when they're not talking, the little hmm. Oh, ooh, those little sounds. I place them everywhere underneath the dialogue when one person is speaking and the other person is just listening and they're having those little reaction moments. And I don't think a dialogue editor pays too much attention to that. I don't know, I've not worked with one, but I've also not really heard too many other audio dramas that make much use of those little sounds, because it's a lot of work to place them there. That's something I don't want to give out of my hand just yet, because I really think that's part of the aesthetic of my show. Well, I'm rambling on at this point, so anyway, secondly, I want to wish you all a happy holiday from the entire Counterbalance team. Hope you had a great time with your families. And of course, a great start into the new year. And to make up for all my shortcomings, I want to offer you this little blooper reel with some excerpts from the table reads as a compensation for me being so late and lazy. So here's the blooper reel of episode 4. Hope you enjoy it. Bye!
Happening.
That's when the spirit attacks.
Which one?
The spirit nation.
Oh, not the spirit nation!
That's when the spirit nation attacks.
We need everything changed.
I'm sure you would have made an exquisite lover, and the 14... No, I could use one.
I thought the 14 guys that are around here in this room. No, I could use one. Those 14.
Those 14 guys that have been standing around.
Watching us the whole time.
There's always also shouting.
Oh, Jesus. How the hell? Vivuro?
Vaivuro.
Vaivuro. I feel like that one came from Transylvania. All right.
Malachi is cosmopolitan.
Ha-ha! By Vuro.
Yep.
By. Ooh. That was a spicy meatball.
I want to be serious. Let me close this.
I want to be serious. Let me close my fly.
Okay. You can't even control how much wind you devour. Ah, Malachi, you bitch.
Ooh, God, I have no idea what that was.
I said enough, runt!
I can't do that on the out. I can only do it on the in.
My first thought right now was like, maybe it works if I play this backwards.
A key, I just noticed.
Me too. That's because we're peeing a lot.
We should stop peeing.
In here. On the spot.
We were standing.
Oh, you know, yeah, you fucking Germans cheat. You know how to do that sound. Yeah, that one. You're definitely cheating by using that one.
But don't you also have like a rolling R in Icelandic?
Yeah, but it's all tongue and roof of mouth. It's nowhere close to the back of the throat.
It's like the Spanish one, right?
Yeah, arriba. Yeah. We do the arriba. We don't do the arriba.
Arriba.
I can't do it. Arriba.
I can do both. Like I can simultaneously roll the front of my tongue and the back of my tongue.
Jesus Christ, that's like three fucking growls at once.
I just want to talk. Maybe I can help
you. No, Rosa Runesta, stay away!
How? I can't even see you.
On your left, get
Oops, no, I don't talk like that.
That's exactly how I write in from now on.
It's a mat! It's a Malaki.
It's a me, a Malaki.
Where are you? I can't see you. On your left. Get down.
Get down. Get down. And move it all around. Get down. Get down. And move it all around.
It's probably supposed to be I'll show you, not I show you.
Probably. I cannot remember what I was thinking at that point in my life. It was a dark, dark time.
Oh God, I live in Germany.
did you read the rune?
Reading? I can't read. What does it even mean?
Suddenly, Lynn, dyslexic.
Oops. Okay.
Oh boy.
And I want you to specifically hold your left eye.
I'll hold my left eye. From other people's perspective.
If you don't, I will hear it in the recordings.
Alright, go ahead. I'll do two with right eye, two with left eye. I'll be sure to realize which one you use.
It's a gamble.
Jesus!
I love that you did a laugh.
I can totally see Maliki doing a little laugh before, like, when somebody stabs, he's like, oh, fuck! Oh, that was deeper than I thought! You fuck! Thought we were having fun! Who brings a knife? Ah!
What are you doing out here without a torch? I thought humans had bad eyes.
I do. Look at my glasses. They're quite bad.
I can totally see it. He's like looking up and down like, did that hit? Not sure if that hit.
He probably doesn't even know what a feather duster is, but just because he got suggested that word, he's like, yeah!
Yeah!
Exactly!
Feather duster, yeah! Is that a bad word? Is that the N-word of our world?
I'm kind of dizzy right
Me
now.
Me too. I think we're running.
I think we breathe too much. Yeah. We should stop breathing.
What are you doing out here without a torch? I thought humans had bad eyes.
That's my shit. All the girls want to feel like this. All my eyes are super bad. Yeah, I cannot see this sadness. Okay.
You impudent pile of waste will expand the tear in the aether web if you keep this up.
Jesus Christ, Raka, you're exhausting. I only did like 10 lines and my voice is already giving up. Now I know how Aether feels like. I wrote...
How dare you accuse me of looking for spirits?
I would never.
I'm lazy. Jesus Christ, you're ferocious.
Sorry to touch me.
Yeah, I just auto-corrected it. Jesus Christus. Jesus Christus, you're a ferocious bitch. Bitch.
Suddenly Spanish.
I've been looking for others like it to beat the living daylight out of it. Them. Why is it them? Yeah. A multitude of things that are like those glyphy things. They ate up my friends. And I've been looking everywhere.
For freedom.
Yeah.
If you don't stop with the runes, right now, I'll rip your tongue out.
Raka, Raka, Raka. Thanks, Duffy doesn't do this in every episode. That would get so exhausting. It could kiss my voice goodbye. Forever.
No, I was in the longhouse, not the big house. I heard you the moment your font...
your
no.
Fawn. Your phone.
What? Fjarta, why is nothing working smoothly today? Smoothly.
Since you left that other girl's bedroom, you know?
You were listening at the door?
What else can I do? There's no phones, smartphones, no cooking games. Might as well listening on others having sex.
Shut up. I'm talking now. You've caused me a lot of trouble tonight. And I'm not going to give you... I'm spitting all over the place.
The haze is so thick I don't even see where you are. Can... Let's go hand in hand.
Ah, they're holding hands. La 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 la.
Okay. La, la. Sudden romance appears.
Raka, it's Taluns are.
Taluns.
Talons.
Talons. It has many talons. Flying among them too.
I can barely even see you. Still see the glyphy thing clearly, though.
Are you drunk?
Great. Then tell me one thing. Were you the one that caused the hole?
I just continued without even considering that the helicopter might still be there, which it is.
Aether, you ruined me. Oh, great. Then tell me one thing. Were you the one that caused the hole?
Bonding? Whoa, you got your shit down, motherfucker. Seriously, bonding? Right here, right now? There's fog, and I'm watching you. Like,
you cannot see me.
Okay, I guess you have your privacy right there. If you like it in the open. I mean, you are a fur animal. I mean, you fur people, you're wild probably. You're going, okay, bonding. Whoa, out in the wild. Just standing here. Thought we're gonna beat up the spirit, but you have our plans.
I don't need
to. I'm not letting you hang around unsupervised. Supper. Unfed. I'm not leaving you unfed. That's what I'm meaning. I can't even. Unsupervised. Unsupervised. What's another word for that?
Unattended?
Unattended. Please, don't leave your Maliki unattended.
Windlayer? Is that the thing like in Photoshop? What's that?
Yeah, Photoshop activated the wind layer.
No light, no sight. No, wait. That wasn't Malaki. That was somebody else. I have no idea who that was.
And you will write it on the ground? Will it even let you do that?
It depends entirely on the spirit and its state of mind.
So it's like Pokemon, and we have to weaken it first.
No, it's like a safari zone. You just throw stuff at it. Because we don't have a Pokemon to battle it. We don't have a medic yet.
Okay. Excuse me, Raka. Sorry, Raka. Can I please have some of your attention? Raka, there's someone out there.
There's someone out there. It's a Maliki, and I don't know that it's a Maliki because I just encountered him.
Hey, Raka. Raka. What are you doing? There's someone out there.
Yeah, the Philippine stuff is gonna translate so perfectly to audio. Sounds like you're fucking someone. Wait, hold this, study it. I'm gonna try something.
I have to study?
Study it, please.
Raka, there's someone out there. Bramble spruce, a human's armpits. I knew I recognized that stench, meaty, sweaty human.
Your circle has us trapped, Petcha. Free us, untether us.
No, you're safe in here. Oh, wait, that's Raka.
No, you're safe in here. It's better if you stay in here.
Hey, Raka, what about me, though? Raka, hey, I'm still in the circle. Hello, excuse me. Raka, hey, dude. What about me? You person with the feathers. Raka, what about me? All by myself. Don't wanna be all by myself anymore. Raka, hey! No, oh, come on. More solos? Okay. Hey, I'm sorry to disturb your conversation with that spirit son over there, but there's someone over there, you know, like... looking at us viciously, and, I don't know, kinda creepy. Ooh, Raka, hey, Raka, pay attention to me, there's someone out there. Raka, hey, you know what? There's someone standing out there, and he's looking at us. Not just at me, also at you. I think he has a thing for you. Yeah, Mm-hmm. Not that spirit. The person with the spirit. The spirit person. Person spirit. Hey, did he mean me? Is it my armpits? Raka, do I smell? Do I smell? I showered yesterday. Or the day before. I think last week, actually. Hey, what am I supposed to do? Raka, hey, I'm nervous. Oh no, all the spotlight's on me. Raka, what do I do? What am I supposed to do? Raka, help, I'm standing here. Oh my god, the circle is entangling me. I'm getting, what's it called? Claustrophobic. Claustrophobic. Raka, Raka, what do I do now? You're just paying attention to that spirit and I'm just here standing by myself doing nothing, watching the world burn. Raka. Raka, you know what? You should pay more attention to me. You're just like talking to the spirit over there. But what about me though? What about me though? I thought we were friends. Like the last 5 minutes we bonded. We ran together. I don't usually run, but when I do, it means friendship. Deep, deep friendship. I ran with you. It's like bonding. Yeah, that was bonding. The counter bonding. Yeah, you may call it that. He just called me smelly. Can I hit him? Can you hit him? Oh my god, do I smell? Oh, I do smell. Oh, Raka, hello.
Raka, Raka, I'm all by myself, Raka.
Raka, hello. Ugh, there's a bug. Raka, there's a bug. And I don't mean that person over there. I mean an actual bug. Can you believe it? Oh, yeah, spirits are fine and people are fine, but bugs? I mean, they're small, quick, and they can jump into your face or into your mouth while you talk. You know what, Raka? Okay, fine, be that way. You're like that? You're gonna ignore me? I'm gonna ignore you. Well, I'm bored.
I studied like nothing.
It was gone like 2 minutes. No, more, but what?
So what should I?
So what should you?
So what should I? I should just shouldn't.
You should really not.
Where? Where?
Super hard on Germans, huh?
Yeah.
It's like, where do I put the hard one? Where do I put the soft one? That's what she said.
I see what you did there. Oh shit, that was terrible. Let's repeat that. Oh.
Nice, Lynn. Nice. Lynn's like, yeah, let's do that again. Did you listen to the thing I sent you?
Mm.
No?
Yesterday I didn't have brain.
Rain was gone.
Yeah. Oh, are you happy I'm not there right now? I would do stuff.
Fart with my shoes.
Feihu, little mortal. Fuck you, birds. Shut up, birds. Birds, I told you to shut up.
They've been sleeping the whole time, and now that I want to record, they're like chatty, chatty, chat, chat.
How many hours did we record on that chapter? Oh, 1 hour.
Really? Wow.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did it...
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.